Pep, single most important thing I would say after that is 10 games unbeaten, the run continues.
Yes, absolutely. And it just shows when you analyse our situation now, and it's funny that it's Brentford, because if you go back, there was our first game of the season, and how the game was that day, and how the game's been today, it just shows how far we came as a team, how much we developed, and how much we cared to be better. And the game that we managed to offer today, where we make sure that we keep a point if we cannot win the three, it just shows, and with the quality we've done, it just shows how happy everyone is about the job that everyone is doing.
While on balance, I think a point is fair. I mean, Lee Camp made a number of saves. Equally, again, you could have had a penalty late on. It looked a pretty clear handball.
Yes, I think it was a clear penalty.
It's frustrating, though, isn't it? Because it happens a lot.
Yes, well, we normally don't get those penalties. And I've seen penalties, given penalties against us for much less. So for me, it's very frustrating that we don't get those decisions right.
The goal was a good example of the work that's been put in as well, in that, again, Gary Gardner making a run and supplying the ball in, Scott Hogan with a dummy, Lucas gets another goal. I mean, that is very much the way that you've been working.
Yes, absolutely. And at the same time, very good triangulations on both sides, with speed, with driving the ball into the right areas on the right moments, and as well making sure that Brentford didn't have any single counter-attack against us. So it just shows, and that's a difficult part to achieve that with the team, and I have the feeling that slowly we're getting stronger and we're turning ourselves into a different animal, obviously, but it's important to keep focusing on this one-game mentality and keep growing as a team.
And you took risks as well, in that when you had attacking set pieces, you were leaving Maxim Connor one-on-one against Ollie Watkins. I mean, you tried to be as positive as possible, getting bodies in the box.
Yes, absolutely, because in the end of the day, they leave one striker, we only need one player to defend them, and we can push on them and lock them up as well for that second ball, and it's a threat for us, the offensive set plays. And I had the feeling that they were taking as well a risk leaving Watkins there, because in the end of the day, Roberts was free on the throws especially, but I do like that mentality that we take control risk, because in the end of the day you need to take risks to get rewards.
Just on the injury front, what do we know about Scott Hogan? And also, I mean, Dan Crowley looked like he was suffering a bit towards the end. What news on those two?
Yeah, well, I hope that Dan's going to be all right. Obviously, it's a bit earlier to assess. Scott, he suffered a strong tackle in the ankle, in the box, with clear contact, and obviously it's not an injury that we can assess at the minute. We'll need to wait for the swallow to come back in the ankle, but he's a strong lad, a strong player, and I would like to use the opportunity to ask for us to have a little bit of luck with injuries till the end of the season, because us being a little bit thin, we cannot afford the luxury of having injuries now in this moment, because our run is at risk on this.